But like everything else in the Dharma, in Buddhism, traditional Buddhism, as far as the Diamond Sutra is concerned, it's up for grabs. It's up for scrutiny. The episode needs looking at, which we'll try to do. In Khonsa's commentary, on a more expanded passage on this later on in the sutra, he wonders why this event should merit any discussion. It's not a particularly big deal. And he follows a Sangha who notes that in any case, on an ordinary level, Sumedha didn't receive any teaching from Dipankara. Dipankara didn't, you know, teach him anything. If he taught him something, you know, Sumedha wouldn't have gone on the Bodhisattva path. So in that sense, he didn't receive any Dharma, because it's all to do with being a Bodhisattva. You want to rediscover the way. It's all a bit literal, isn't it? But I think that's not the point. I think there's actually a deeper meaning to this passage and worth looking into. I hope I'm not straining at it, but some things occurred to me. I don't think this is really to do with whether or not anything was actually taught formally to Sumedha. And I think what is being brought up here is to do with the area of what you might call transmission of the Dharma and blessing and the whole area of sort of initiation. In Buddhist tradition generally, and especially in Mahayana and especially in Vajrayana, there's a lot of emphasis on the blessing of the teacher and the transmission of the Dharma from the teacher. A lot of emphasis on empowerment and initiation. And some of you have probably read books, especially from the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, where the guru, you get read the description of the guru initiating the disciple, blessing the disciple, and that having a really powerful effect. Even if we don't think like this, talk like this, we know in our own context of our own spiritual community the emphasis we place on Kalyanamitrata as the kind of medium for the communication, even the transmission of the Dharma. Some people, of course, regard this as not only very important, the whole transmission, initiation business. They even get a bit hung up about it. People get very concerned about meeting the realized master who will do something to you, who will give you a blessing, an experience, will transmit energy, which will make it very easy to follow the spiritual path. I can remember that when I first read books on Buddhism, which were books on Tibetan Buddhism, Lama Govinda's lovely books, that's what I wanted. I thought, great, well, it'll be really easy. I'll find a realized master. He'll, kind of do something and I'll be changed. And of course, the hidden agenda there was, trying to avoid any kind of difficulty. Avoid doing anything. And sometimes, though, you can actually feel that something has been, as it were, transmitted. Even in our own order, where we don't talk so much in these terms. People at the time of their ordination, especially their private ordination, they can sometimes feel that something's sort of flowing from their private preceptor, a sort of energy is sort of transmitted. They actually feel that, and it seems very, very strong to them. But although you can have this sort of experience, you have to be very careful not to turn it into a thing. I remember my own ordination, and Sangharakshita conducted the ordination. It was a very, very vivid experience for me. You could say it's a kind of powerful experience. Tremendous sort of energy involved, which really propelled me into my Dharma fairing. It kind of really got me going. And it's a wonderful thing. But in a way, I have to say, I have to confess, that at first I really squandered it. Because I turned it into a thing. So this was some experience that was mine. That I could have and hold and have again. I wanted it repeated. And I can remember in my early days. I mean, I was only 19, so I think it's sort of forgivable. For a while, I kind of tried to turn Bhante into a spiritual thing, a kind of somebody who will transmit this energy again. It'd give me the special thing that if I got that thing, that would kind of make everything all right in the Dharma. I remember, and well, he just didn't have anything to do with it. And when I went to him in that with that attitude, he just ignored me, just blanked me. And even if I went to him to talk to him about particular aspects of my meditation practice, you know, if I wasn't in that mood, he'd kind of say things with such reluctance that I felt worse after going to see him. I think there was a real message that he was getting across in all that.